The High Commissioner is very disturbed by the deaths in state custody of an opposition leader in the Gambia, Solo Sandeng. We understand that two others also died in custody. Now, these are people who were arrested on Thursday last week for their participation in a peaceful protest. And we understand that there were many other protesters as well who were arrested, reportedly rather brutally arrested, and some of them are suffering from serious injuries while they're in detention.
So obviously they need attention fairly quickly.
Exactly. I mean, it's very difficult to verify reports, but we even have reports that one of the protesters who was arrested is in a coma. So it is extremely urgent for them to receive prompt medical attention. And this is an obligation of the government of the Gambia to ensure that they do receive this medical attention.
Now, what is the UN's reach into the Gambia? Because they did participate in the Universal Periodic Review of States, and indeed some special rapporteurs were invited into the country in 2014, I believe, but that visit didn't go particularly well because of problems of access into certain parts of prisons. So where are we now in the Gambia?
Yes, exactly. This is what I mean by it. It's very difficult to verify information in the country. We are in touch with people inside the country, so the information we're getting is firsthand. However, despite our repeated calls on the government to improve this pre-electoral environment, it seems that it is only worsening, which is why we resorted to the option of issuing a public statement to express our alarm and to call on the government to respect the freedom of peaceful assembly, the freedom of expression, and to ensure that those who are arrested are not tortured, are not treated badly. In cases where people are treated badly, this needs to be investigated and the perpetrators brought to justice.
How often does this kind of event happen? The elections, as I understand it, the presidential elections for Yahya Jammeh's post aren't until December. He's been in power for more than 20 years. So is there much civil society demonstration and political opposition in the country?
There isn't. I mean, as you see, the kind of demonstrations and the opposition that we see is rather quickly quashed. This is our understanding, and quite severely quashed. And now, I understand that there have been further protests since the death in custody of these individuals, calling for accountability, calling for transparency. And we are worried about the path that the country is going down in reaction to these protests.